Hi guys, Owen here. Quick update just on the podcast. Obviously, we haven't had an episode in a while. That's down to me. Still moving country and job, like I've mentioned in previous episodes. Hopefully, I'll have the house sorted soon and everything will be back to normal. I also had a laptop die on me, which kind of killed editing, obviously, for a while. But we're now back on track, hopefully. In good news, we have two big announcements. The first one is we now have a website, which is howweroll.com. We're really excited about it. It's just been launched. It's got loads of stuff there. The homepage is all our episodes, how to get to whichever number you want in order. It's also got our Twitter, our Facebook and Twitch, so you can follow us and support us through that. There's also a section on each of our active characters in Call of Cthulhu, so any traits, weapons, important people to them, basically their kind of character sheets, so you can get all the background information that we mightn't get out there through playing the game. There's also a section called Lost Souls, which is all our dead PCs and important NPCs. You know, how they relate to the story, their main points, their hilarious podcast moments, how they died. So anything you've missed or forgot about, if you hear a name, you want to go back and look at it, like Mercy Booth or Duncan Smith or Reverend John B. Royce or IP, you can go back and read about them there. We also have a section for all the items and inventory we picked up over the 9, 10, 11 episodes around now. It'll break down each item, where we got it, what's contained within it, be it a spell or maybe reading. It'll give you more background information on an area like Innsmouth or an asylum or whatever it may be. That's all there, so any information you want, if you can think of it, it should be there. At the moment, we don't have a whole lot of artwork on it. We just have our logo, so if anyone out there is an artist and wants to send us some fan art, we more than happy to put it up there. If we think, you know, if we like it and is it appropriate, we put it up there. Unfortunately, none of us are drawers or artists, so at the moment we're lacking in the art department. So the other big announcement we have then, the second one, is we'll be taking a little bit of a break from Call of Cthulhu. Not for long, as we're a Call of Cthulhu podcast, but we're going to try a couple of different systems just to keep it fresh for us, and also it gives us a chance to bring in some special guests, which is something we're really excited about. There's two people we've lined up who we haven't fully confirmed or arranged with them a date yet. I'll announce them when we have. But they're big podcasters, Twitch personalities, people who've personally I'd be a fan of. They've inspired us, given us advice when we've asked us of them, to be fair. They've more than helped us out. Really good guys. We look forward to being able to let you know when they are playing with us and just having fun with them, basically. So hopefully you guys are excited about that as we are. With no further ado, I'll let you enjoy the episode. I'm glad to be back, guys. Enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to the Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition Tabletop RPG, brought to you live on Twitch by How We Roll Podcast, every second Friday at 7 p.m. GMT on Twitch at twitch.tv/HowWeRollPodcast.
Okay, hello, and welcome to How We Roll Podcast. You're joining us for our third scenario, and it's the second half of Escape from Innsmouth. I am joined by my players. In no particular order, we have Owen. Would you like to introduce your character and where you are at the end of the last session?
My character is Mick Tobin, student doctor in Massachusetts from Ireland, housemate of Bartholomew Ormond. I'm currently just after trying to jump out of a window across the street onto a lower roof, and may or may not have broken ribs after failing horribly at it.
Okay, and let's have Dave. Who are you and where are you?
My name is Bartholomew Osman. I'm a Romanian aristocrat educated at Oxford and Eton, something of a interest in the occult, firearms and prescribed substances. I have successfully jumped over the bridge after being pursued by some fishy, nefarious demons of the depths, and am currently trying to help Owen not kill himself.
And Aaron, do you want to introduce your character? Who are you and where are you?
My name's Randall. I'm PI. And at the moment, we are running over the rooftops, escaping Innsmouth. The fish people have surrounded us. They have cornered us and caused us to flee, hoping that we will come to a sticky end, but we will show them.
And then Curran, do you want to introduce your character? Who are you and where are you?
I am Hector Mayers, and after punching an old man to death with my good friend Gerald and stealing some books and trying to cycle off into the night, he fell off the back of the bike and I Lord knows where. I just cycled off into the darkness.
It's probably worth saying that you and Ben's character are 3 weeks behind the other three. Yep. And last but no means least, can we have Ben? Who are you and where are you?
Hello, I am Gerald Hatton. I'm a retired soldier. Sorry about that. I'm a retired soldier. Was born and raised in England, moved to America. I fell off the back of a bike and I've been left for dead by my friend Harold Mudd. So we'll find out what happens.
Okay, we're going to take up the action an indeterminate time later. And we're going to start with Curran, or should we say Harold Mudd, or Hector Mayers. Hector Mayers, you wake up from a dreamless sleep. How long has passed since you left your companion? Hours? Days? Weeks? You have only a fleeting, grimy memory of skulking through the ancient leprous town, where mongrel, fish-eyed throngs chant to strange gods as you dart by, unseen, past empty houses, rotting, fish-eyed windows. You wake to find yourself in the attic of the old church. I have a quick picture of you to see. You're in the attic of the old church. Below, the room beneath you, long-forgotten pews moulder, dark and dusty and lost to a blasphemous town which has no interest in our religion. Glancing around you, you see a sad pile of provisions. To the far left of the room is an ancient wardrobe. Its doors are closed and unexplored. A door, which has been barred with an ancient chair, stands to your right, and in front is a large window which seemed to have been half blocked by filthy vestments. The vestments only partly blocked the cold, muddy light of the winter sun. How you came to be here, you have no memory. What you can do is add 25% to your Innsmouth lore. What do you wish to do?
I am in the attic, thinking, what should I do first? Can I approach the wardrobe?
Okay. As you approach the wardrobe, you get a horrible feeling in your stomach that there's something inside it. It's slightly ajar, and from the darkness you get the fleeting image of movement. Something staring out at you from the unseen darkness within.
Okay. I still have my shotgun on me and the books. I'm going to aim down the side of my shotgun and I'm going to use the tip of the barrel to open it up, to open the doors.
Okay, there's a frantic squeaking sound and a giant rat dives out of the wardrobe. It stares at you with almost human intelligence, then disappears through a gap in the floorboards at your feet.
All right, can I spot hidden?
Where do you wish to look? There's the window, and then there's the door, which appears to be blocked from the inside. And then the attic room itself seems to be pretty uncared for and unkempt. Piles of dirt and rubbish lie everywhere.
Just the actual room itself. Take a look around.
Okay. You spend a few minutes exploring the room, and beyond the obvious dirt, grime, and detritus, nothing really catches your eye. You do walk over to the window, though. You gaze over the half-forgotten town with its tangles of old alleyways, its stinking quay, and the dominant structures of the esoteric Order of Dagon, the Marsh Mansion, and the Marsh Refinery in the far distance. In the distance, a fishing boat catches your eye. A few miles to the south, you see a small town of whitewashed houses that stands in the shadow of a large, decrepit mansion, its roof mostly gone. You think this, probably more of a village, is maybe 2 or 3 miles south of the town.
So there's a small village 2 or 3 miles to the south of the town.
Yeah. If you want to give me an Innsmouth lore check, just roll a D100. You ought to get under 25. You can see if you know the name of it.
Okay. Got a 99. Never mind.
No, in your explorations over the past few, well, as I can't say days, weeks, hours. You're not really sure how long it was since you've abandoned Hethen. Your memories of the last few days are patchy, to say the least. You do hear something from downstairs, though. Can you give me a listen check?
Oh, yeah. Hard success.
Okay. Something is moving downstairs. You hear the scuffle of padded footsteps. Something is moving across the church beneath.
I'm going to go to the door that looks like it's blocked from the inside. And I'm going to try to stealthily see if I can open it without making too much sound.
Okay, can you give me a stealth check?
Yes. All right. Success, 32.
Okay, you open the door quietly and you can hear the sound of reasonably heavy footsteps moving up the stairs beneath you. They are definitely climbing up to this attic room.
Okay, I am going to go to the door that I'm going to creep over to the door where the the door with the sound of the guy's walking up, and I'm going to stand behind the edge of the door with my shotgun facing where he'd come out.
So you're behind the door right now?
Yep.
Okay. The steps move closer and closer up the stairs. You can actually hear the floorboards creaking under the weight of whoever it is. And it stops just behind the door. Then there's silence. Not even the sound of breathing.
What the fuck? Okay. I'm going to try to conceal myself a bit more and move slightly away from the door, but still aiming at it. Try to keep myself safe at the moment.
Okay. At that moment, you feel a tap on your shoulder.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah?
You spin around to find yourself facing a strange dark man, silent, lean, and cryptically proud, all wrapped in fabrics as dark as night, with a kind of strange jeweled veil covering part of his face. He looks at you sardonically.
I'm going to be like, so you're part of the order. Yeah, I was just here doing a routine check. I don't know what's going on. I was just told by one of the leaders, you know, that I had to be here. So huge misunderstanding. Yep. I was a little spooked out because I was hearing some steps, but you know, I'll be on my way. No worries.
Okay. The strange dark man begins to walk towards the window, and he gestures for you to come over, and then points.
Okay, I'm going to put my shotgun down because I'm at ease now, supposedly, inverted commas. So I'm not aiming it at anything, and I'm going to walk over to the window cautiously.
Okay. He points to the window, and you see yourself. It's almost like you're watching yourself on the sort of flickies, the cinema. The window, the background, the village, Innsmouth, everything's disappeared, and the window is now a silver screen, and you see yourself. But not as a background role in some Chaplin flick. You are the starring role.
Ooh,
you hear crowds cheering. You get the image of yourself standing at the Oscars.
I'm going to turn to the guy and be like, so you're a fan. Sweet. do you want an autograph or something?
He then points the window again. And the silver screen has disappeared. And there you see yourself standing with Molly Smith. In her arms is a perfectly healthy baby boy. And the look of pride upon your face... it's something to behold. The image disappears to be replaced again by the grimy town, and a strange man begins to walk over to the wardrobe. He opens it. Inside is a dusty book. On it is written the words Necronomicon.
Oh, Necronomicon. Holy shit.
And you realize that you must choose one of the three images.
Are you going to show me these images?
The fame, the family, or the knowledge?
I'm going to go with family.
He nods, and the image of the church and everything begins to fade away. And at this moment, we are going to flick over to Ben's character. Okay, so Ben, we left your character. Had just fallen off the back of the bike as you escaped from... I'm going to say murdering Dr. Bloom, unarmed in his bed.
Sounds like it to me.
The house caught fire and you and Curran made a quick getaway. Unfortunately, you fell off the back of Curran's bike, or the stolen bike, and you stand alone in the town square. You have on you any items that you wish that you brought with you, and this is where you currently find yourself. You may need to zoom out from this map.
He has the guard rifle.
I had the gun.
Okay, nice. Okay. From the distance, you hear the sound of sirens, and a police car pulls up at the far side of the square. Out of the police car jumps three policemen, and they begin running towards you.
So where am I standing?
You are like, here.
So it's totally obvious I'm there. I can't stealth.
No, they've definitely seen you.
I would lay down my arms and put my hands up, but I have a very important rifle.
Okay. From the other side of the square, you see that you hear the sound of running feet, and you hear some shouts and calls, something like, "They've murdered Dr. Bloom! Quick, he's in the square! After him!" And various people are running after you.
Okay, I don't really have much choice here then. I think the police would be the best option. I'll just walk over to them and hand myself in, I guess, because it's either the police or an angry mob.
Okay, nice.
And the police aren't going to pull my limbs off one by one.
Okay, so we're gonna you are taken into custody and quickly handed into the Innsmouth jail. Okay, we are then going to move over to the last group. So after jumping off the roof, you found jumping off the out of the Gilman House Hotel onto the roof, you found a way down, and have clambered into the back room of an empty house. Let me see if I can find out which one this is. I believe it's this one. Okay, I'll move you guys over to it. Okay, you're just off the town square. You're in a dusty room. All you can really see around you is an old staircase which you've just come down, which leads to a deserted upstairs room, obviously with its roof open to the elements. It is absolutely freezing cold. As you remember, this was a November night, and it was beginning to snow outside.
What kind of shape am I in? Because I know I lost 4 hit points and smashed my ribs off the corner of a roof. Am I fighting fit or...?
You're struggling, and increasingly struggling the more you move around. You're almost certain you've broken at least one of your ribs, and moving around is painful. In terms of game mechanics, you haven't got a major wound, but you're definitely not well.
Is there anything I can do, as from my medical studies, to try and solve it, even fashion, wrap myself in some sort of brace or something?
At the end of the last session, you successfully applied medicine, and relieved some of the pain, but really without a doctor's kit, a medical kit, there's not a great deal you can do. You don't have any painkillers. Broken ribs, there's not a great deal you can do anyway, my understanding is.
Bartholomew, do you have any of your recreational chemicals, out of curiosity?
I pass in my hip flask, but I'm afraid 40-year-old scotch is all I've got, I'm afraid.
Right, so just to talk to you otherwise, I'm pretty sure we're booking it away from these fish people who are chasing us, aren't we?
Yeah, this is 5-10 minutes since you've leapt from the window of the Gilman House Hotel, which would be here on your map. I don't know if you guys can see that.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's over there. So you've jumped over a couple of houses and you're there now.
Okay.
Gentlemen, our priority must be escape. May I suggest we rescue our erstwhile companion from the jail as we exit precipitously. And I believe the Americans would say, get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah, we gotta get the hell out of here.
Sounds like a plan. Perhaps sticking to the back streets and darker corners is our best bet, because you heard that commotion on the streets as we were jumping across the alley.
Yes, let's hope the whole town hasn't risen up.
Well, they're going to see that fire from miles around, so let's not stick around to see them try and find that out.
Hopefully it will provide a distraction.
All right, let's go to the nearest exit, I guess.
Okay. You lean your weight against the door. The staircase is where you've just come down from. You lean your weight against the door, which is here. It seems to be partly blocked from the other side. Something seems to be, I don't know, blocking it, maybe a pile of rubbish, maybe something else, but a gentle push is certainly not enough to move this door.
Can we work together to smash the door?
Maybe try shouldering it first.
I'll shout motivation because my ribs are fucked. That's my medical diagnosis.
And Aaron and I will shoulder it in together.
Okay. Do you want to... I think it would be probably Aaron and Bartholomew. Aaron, do you want to give the roll and you can have advantage with Bartholomew pushing?
Strength?
Yes, please.
Ooh, just...
Okay, you do manage to move it, but as it begins to open, it scrapes against the floor, making quite a loud noise. Can you give me a listen check?
Who's got the highest listen of us, guys?
Shit.
Well, it has to be Aaron, because he's the one pushing the door.
Oh, Aaron, okay, sorry.
No. Rolled a 52 out of 20.
Okay, you don't hear anything.
I'm going to make a move for the door and just get out because I'm conscious there's fish people chasing us.
Okay.
Can I move myself through?
Yeah, the door is now partly open. You can move yourself through.
Right.
Okay. You're in what seems to be perhaps a large living room, maybe dining room. It's basically completely bare apart from a fireplace. Two grimy windows let in the light from a gas street light from outside. And right by the window, you can see three Innsmouth folk talking amongst themselves. You can't quite hear what they are saying from where you are now.
Can I sneak up to the window and try and listen?
If you want to go to the window, you need to give me a stealth roll before you do.
Oh, bollocks. I have a good listen skill, and I should have brought my stealth. Let's have a look at this.
Okay. The floor is covered in rubbish, and you can see that there was a pile of basically crap. Detritus was up against the door, which you've pushed, and it's made a kind of scraping noise. Luckily, none of the Innsmouthers seem to have noticed the sound.
Okay, against 20, I've rolled on stealth 81. I trip over the rubbish and just comically fall into the middle.
Well, no, that would be a failed push roll. If you want to, you can just say that, you know, you started moving and your feet crunched across the rubble and you immediately stopped. If you want to push it, then, you know, that would be the result.
I'm good with not pushing it. I've already cracked ribs.
Stop you, Mick bastard.
No, just getting out would be a good idea at this point.
I'd probably say that other than the fireplace, there are three doors. One to your left, one directly behind you, and one in front of you, which is next to the window where the three Innsmouthers are. They are talking about something. You can hear their low muttered tones. You can give me a listen, or you can creep closer and you can have a listen at advantage if you can stealth your way across the room.
Can I listen and also check the room for a weapon, as I'm currently just holding a bed leg?
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to do the listen roll first?
I'll do the listen. I probably have the highest listen anyway.
What's your listen?
50.
Yeah, much higher than mine.
I'm a trained doctor.
Significantly
apparently,
better.
Apparently serious hearing is a qualification.
All that time with the stethoscopes.
26 versus 50.
Hey.
Okay. You hear them say something like, Marsh has told us to spread out. Why does he want us to spread out? He says he's going to summon the Watcher, and that'll tell us where they are. As soon as the watch is summoned, it'll make a sound, and we'll all to rush in. We all need to be everywhere. But where are we going to stand? There's no point in being here. They're not going to be around here. I think we should go and stand by their car. That's a fantastic idea. That's where they're going to be. Right, let's head that way then. I think we need to go off over to the... And then you mishear what they say.
Boys, I turned to the lens. Boys were fucked. I've been about the Watcher and everything I've heard.
If you want to give me a push, if you can describe a way to get closer to hear where they're heading off to, you can. But you have to. It'll be a pushed roll, and you have to describe what you do.
So for my time in the Civil War in Ireland, I'm going to drop to my belly and basically combat crawl through the shit and rubbish up to the window, if possible.
Okay, so what roll is that going to be? That sounds to me like a stealth roll.
It does. Please, against 20.
This is going to be terrible.
21.
Oh, Christ.
Hang on, do you hear that? And I didn't hear anything. You're just imagining things. No, I definitely heard something from in here. Okay, he goes up to the window and begins rubbing the grime off it.
Can I cover myself in rubbish?
You've all got one action. What are you going to do?
I'm going to take careful aim at his head through the window.
No.
Can I hide? Literally hide in the rubbish on the floor? Is there like enough?
Yeah. You can probably do that. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
It's absolutely pitch black in here. You haven't got any light. There's just faint light coming through the windows. It's dark in there.
I drop to my belly, put my hat fairly like over my head, and just try to be as still as I can be.
Okay. Mick Tobin, as you're the one nearest the window, can you give me a luck roll?
Come on, luck. Okay, luck is...
Come
48.
On.
48. I've not rolled well today so far. Against 48, 17! Lucky as
fuck. Luck of the Irish.
Okay, you hear him go, no, I can't see anything in there. Must have just imagined it. Yeah, these old houses are filled with crabs and rats and all sorts of things, you know. Yeah, let's head over to Waite's place. And they begin trotting off in this direction.
That was close.
Can I check if I know anything about this Watcher and roll Cthulhu Mythos?
Yes, you definitely can.
Come on, one. 78 versus one.
You've not heard of... you're in your... Understanding of the Mythos hasn't taught you anything about the Watcher.
I think my Mythos is sent so I can spell Cthulhu without missing the hidden H. Essentially.
Let's see if I know anything about this guy.
Yeah, well, nope.
And I actually have Cthulhu Mythos of 8.
Okay. There's a few little things. From where you are stood, Mick Tobin, across the street, you can see the police station. Currently, there's a man stood outside it, well, a policeman stood outside it, as is the police van. If you want to give me a knowledge roll, guys, you can see if you've heard of Thomas Waite's house in your time in Innsmouth, because you did do a bit of an explore.
I failed mine. 64 versus 50.
I succeed. 35 versus 60. And Aaron succeeds better.
With the hard success, you definitely realise that there are two main shops in Innsmouth. There is the grocery store, which is, you know, the kind of national grocery store, which is managed by Brian Burnham, who is the missing grocer that you were charged to find. And then there is a smaller, locally owned grocery store owned by someone called Thomas Waite. It's probably about a 10-minute walk from where you are now.
Okay.
That's where the car is. That's where we need to go to get out of here. But we need to break...
Hatton. What about Hatton, yeah?
We need to break Hatton out. One cop, we can take it out quietly.
I'm going to let you guys discuss this. I'm going to move over to Curran. Okay, Curran.
I'm here.
You are standing in this ancient attic. The strange dark man pulls back his hood to reveal, well, an unexpected sort of modern-looking gentleman, slightly Egyptian in feature. He grins wildly at you and reaches out his hand for you to take.
I'm taking his hand. He looks so charming.
He grabs onto you and leaps out of the window. Can you do a sanity roll, please?
Oh, yeah.
He has to survive. He's the most crazy.
Oh, dear. For critical fails. Oh, yeah.
Okay, can you lose two sanity as you begin to plummet towards the ground?
Okay. I'm hoping I get a new mania. Come on! Sometime this game, obviously.
Okay, you fly towards the ground and suddenly you find yourself weightless and you begin to float across the city. You fly across the sea to the crumbling manor that you'd just seen out of the window, but above the town, which you now know to be called Falcon Point. Not quite sure how you know. You fly through the roof of the manor, through the top floor, and find yourself in another crumbling ruin. You land feet first in the main room, and the dark man begins to walk towards a cellar door. He gestures for you to follow, then disappears into the darkness.
I'm going because, you know, I felt the flying. It was cool. I'm hyped, you know? I'm like, this is awesome. I don't even know what this is, but I like it. It just feels right.
It leads you to a dark cellar. You can barely make out any details through the blackness. Other than he walks up to the far wall and pushes a brick, no different from any other brick, and a door or a passageway slides open in the wall. He gestures through it.
Yeah, I'm going in. Definitely.
Ahead, there's a long corridor. The end of the corridor, you can see it. There's a trapdoor in the floor. He looks at you and shakes his head sadly. He then takes a side passageway and you find yourself in an arcane laboratory. He walks over to the far side and points to a black stone and then points to himself.
Huh.
He then points to himself and then hands you a business card. On it, it says Hofeng, Grey Dragon Island, Shanghai.
Shanghai. All right. That's interesting. That seems like it leads to something much bigger and more intricate story-wise.
The whole sort of room begins to disintegrate around you and you awake with a start. You're in the attic alone.
I lost my sanity in my sleep. Fuck. That's awesome. Anyway.
where you lost your virginity.
Only to wake up cherry popped and all. So where have I woken up? Can I
You're in this attic room. It's probably nighttime outside. Again, you've had no idea how much time has passed. There's no wardrobe. There's no chair against the door. You do have your meager pile of provisions, though.
Okay, so I am going to rush outside as fast as I can.
Okay, where are you heading?
I'm not sure exactly where I am overall map-wise.
You rush onto the streets. It's cold, dark, and empty. You're somewhere in Innsmouth.
Okay, so I'm going to go towards the sound of water, which will either lead me to the line or the river. So can I have a listen roll for that?
Where's your overall destination? Where do you want to head to?
Oh, the police station.
You're going to head to the police station?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let us move over to Ben. Okay, Ben.
Yo.
You are...
Mm-hmm.
You're in a small, decrepit prison cell. There's a bed, a bucket, and the cell floor is greenish and covered in moss. In fact, most of it is covered with about a centimetre of dark, brinish water. The cell is completely empty, and you'd been thrown in here unceremoniously 3 weeks before. On a pretty much daily basis, the little hatch in the doorway is opened, and some food, water is thrown in, and a rather unpleasant policeman laughs at you. He doesn't really talk, but every now and again he talks about sacrifices to the full moon and then laughs and then slams the door shut again. On this day, something different happens. Around midnight, you are awoken as the door is thrown open and rather sort of bruised and decrepit-looking man is thrown in. I'd say he's probably about 19, 20. He's pretty good looking, red-haired, freckled. He's obviously been beaten up. He's thrown in and lands on the bed at your feet. The door is slammed shut behind him.
All right, I'm going to prod him with my finger.
Oh. What are you doing?
Are you okay there, friend?
Sure, I'm grand.
Okay. What did they throw you in for?
It's amazing how many Brits there are in Innsmouth.
I can't remember what was the reason, actually. I know the previous reason. I'm just trying to...
Well, I'll give you a chance. If not, I'll just take over. It might be easier. It's up to you.
Yeah. Well, what was the... Why am I in jail now? Just real quick.
compelling radio voice. Compelling.
It is, yeah. Great listening.
Okay. He says, oh, little bastards. How are you doing anyway? The name's Brian.
What's the crack, Brian?
Oh, we need to get out of here. We need to get out of here as soon as possible. They're going to throw us to Dagon in about a week's time if we don't get out. What's your name?
My name is Gerald. Who's Dagon?
Dagon, I don't really know. I think he might be something to do with the Esoteric Order. But he didn't sound pretty nice when they were chatting to me a minute ago. And we need to see if we can rescue my girlfriend as well.
Well, I'd worry about myself first, before your girlfriend. Right, well, have you seen anything that will help us get out of here? Or are there any vulnerabilities in the gates? Or what's the crack?
Well, there was two police officers outside and they grabbed me. But normally, I mean, I just work across the street at the grocery store. So normally there's only one on here at the desk. It's that horrible guy. I can't remember his name.
Okay, why did they throw you in here?
Well, to be honest, I've been working in Innsmouth for a few weeks now, and it's not really the nicest place. And, well, it wasn't nice till I met Ruth. Oh, beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. But, her dad doesn't really approve of me. You might have heard of him. Warren Billington at the fish packing plant. Anyway, he pretty much banned us from seeing each other, so we decided to run away. And I'd heard there was some sort of treasure at Thomas Waite's house. So me and her were going to break in and grab it. But when I got to his safe, I couldn't get the damn thing open. Before I knew it, the police were here and surrounding us. Gave me a pretty big smack around. And then, well, here I am now. What about you? How did you get here?
Oh, I murdered an old man and then I left my... Sorry?
You haven't got the Innsmouth look about you.
No. I'm from out of town. We murdered an old man and then my friend left me for dead.
Okay, I've pretty much said everything I need to say. Do you want to take over?
So,
all right. How are we going to get out of here?
Should we take a look around?
Is there a bed?
There
in
is.
This room.
Yeah, it's a pretty piss poor bed. It's very, very uncomfortable to sleep on. One very, very thin mattress. It's made of wood.
I suppose we're spooning the night.
In before Ben sleeps.
Settle down. What are these prison gates like? Are they the type that you can lift up?
It's a large wooden door, which has like a window that slides back and forth at about face height. The window itself is metal.
Okay.
Do you guys want to think about that and we'll skip over to the other team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so you're in the house opposite the police station. An indeterminate of time later or before. It's difficult to say, really. Where have you decided to go? What do you want to do first?
We've decided
to rush the bastard.
Okay.
But we want to see if we can check the... basically do a look through all the shit and see if there's anything of use, a fire poker or anything we can use as a weapon.
Do you give me a luck roll?
Yes, please.
How about this? If you give me a luck roll, and if it's successful, you can have a reasonable weapon for what you might find in here and you can choose what it is.
Oh, man.
Okay. If it's not successful, then you don't find anything useful.
I have an idea of what I want. It's not even really a weapon, but I know what I want. Ah, oh, goddammit, 71 versus 50. No, sorry, that's not right. Oh, 98.5 versus 48. That's even worse. Never mind.
And do you want to give us a roll, Dave?
Okay, I have got my sword cane, as usual, but I'll help these guys look for something useful.
Okay, in the distance, probably about, I don't know, 100 metres in that direction, you can hear faint chanting from the Esoteric Order of Dagon.
Okay, I succeed with a 38 and 66.
Okay, what do you want to find?
A piece of metal piper or some sort of, something club-like.
Okay, yeah, you could find maybe a rusty old piece of piping, which, has a good weight to it.
You just pointed, Dave, I wanted like a rowing oar or something just totally impractical.
Oh, bill hook! Do they have a bill hook?
You could say maybe this could be like a lead pipe as well. You think before they really knew what lead poisoning was like if they would have had lead pipes back then because it was very malleable.
Lead plumbing pipe, yay.
Lead plumbing pipe. You've still got the bed leg, if I remember. No, you didn't. You threw it.
Did I? Oh, I did.
You threw it at the guy with the shotgun. So you guys are currently unarmed.
Damn it. I've got Den and Gerardo.
I'll toss the pipe to Owen since he couldn't find anything and draw my cane.
Well, we've still got our guns, but we need some silent weapons, really.
So how do you want to approach this, boys? Just rush him?
Sorted. And I twist the top of the cane and just draw out the 2-foot blade.
Do you guys want to rush the policeman now, or do you want to try and get to your car and the rest of your equipment first?
I'd say...
Policeman, I would say. Well...
Okay. I think we should our friend first, and then we'll see if we can.
In character, okay. we need to move fast.
Head towards the captain.
This chanting, I fear, may be the calling of the Watcher.
We definitely need to move now. We haven't got time. Let's
fuck the car.
Do what we have to do.
Okay, so Bartholomew, you poke your head out into the alleyway and see it again filled with rubbish and detritus. I would say this is actually about ankle deep in briny, fetid water, which has a kind of a greenish tint to it. But it gives you a bit of cover to look rather than kind of going out the door.
Okay. What kind of distance is it to the cop?
I would say, well, it's about the length, the size of a street. So in terms of feet, we'll say like 20 or 30 feet, you know, 10, 15 meters.
What direction is he looking?
Currently, he's not really looking anyway. He's smoking and sort of leaning up against the wall. Doesn't seem to be paying a great deal of interest to any of you guys.
Okay. Gentlemen, on three, we rush him. None of us are any good at sneaking around anyway, so we might as well just take our chances. Must get to him before he has a chance to draw his firearm, or the whole town will hear us.
Perhaps we have Spencer cover us from the window with his gun.
Oh, I like that thinking. Okay. So, okay. Who's going to go first? And are you going to kind of rugby tackle him? Are you going to stab him? Are you going to hit him? What's your plan?
Step him through the heart.
Okay. If you want to watch him for a small amount of time, you can see if, you know, there's a more kind of opportune time to wait to run across the street.
Okay.
Wouldn't
give it more than 20 or 30 seconds.
Yeah, the night is dark, the street is snowy, and the policeman is cold and not really paying a great deal of attention. So you can dive across the street pretty easily. So you can both get to here. Stand directly in front of the 2-story police station. The doors are closed and you're right by the man. What do you want to do?
Can I swing a fist at him and try and knock him out straight away since I'm the boxer?
Go for it. Give us a brawl check.
Brawl. Against 50, I got 26. God damn it, one off a hard success.
Okay, do you want to roll for damage?
Yes. Where is my unarmed damage? Here we go.
Hang on, before you do... I get to roll as well. Oh, no, I don't, because it's a surprise round. You get your first thing first. Don't worry about it.
I won.
You won anyway. It wouldn't have made a difference.
It's a D3 and a D4. I got 4 total damage.
Okay, you knock him to the ground, but he's still conscious and begins to grab for his gun.
I will... Since he's already on the ground, I'll kick him in the head. See if I can.
He's vicious as fuck.
Well, I want him. It's less vicious than stabbing him.
Okay. He lets out a groan and falls unconscious.
Can I search his body for keys and then think of my cousins this police station stealthily?
A bunch of keys, a gun, handcuffs. A wallet, a packet of cigarettes, and a lighter. Help yourself to what you need.
I'll take all of that. If anyone wants anything, let me know.
Okay. Cigarette, please.
Can you just give me a luck roll, please, Owen? Because just see if anyone sort of may notice the sound. I mean, either of you can do it. One of you needs to make a luck roll.
I think Dave should do it because I only got an 84 against 48 again.
Against 66, I get an 84. No, I got a 14.
You got a 14, so no. It appears that no one has heard you from inside. You're standing in the snow. You can see the running footsteps leaving their imprints across the road. Now that you're outside, the chanting from the Esoteric Order is much, much louder. And you're stood outside the doors of the police station.
wave over to Owen. Owen, were there any car keys in there?
There was a set of keys, yes. Can I check if the keys are car keys?
Yeah, you can say one of them appears to be a set of car keys.
Okay.
Is there a window that I can look into this police station through?
Yeah, the windows
are all pretty high up, so it's almost like you'd have to jump and look in, but there is this kind of pile of barrels and detritus. So if you want to climb up, you can look in at the window. There's a window about here.
I think you have the same idea as me.
Very, very carefully peek my head. Sort of just looking in, just so one eye comes in at the corner.
Okay, it appears to be an office. There is a. In fact, I'm just going to move you into it so you can see what's in there. It's a reasonably large office. There's a desk in the centre of it. Behind the desk is a couple of filing cabinets. Sat behind the desk is a rather sleepy-looking detective. You recognise him as the policeman that refused you entry to Gerald Hatton earlier on in the day. There's a door leading to another room and a door leading to probably the main office of the police station that you've already been to.
Okay.
Spencer, what do you wish to do? Currently, you're covering them from across the road.
I'm probably going to make my way out at this point because I think I probably don't have to really cover anything. So I make my way across the street as stealthily as I can and get to the others at the other side by the police station.
Okay. When you're in the centre of the road, can you give me a spot check, please?
Oh, shit.
64 out of 74.
Fucking love you.
Okay. From over here, you see there's a large group of natives with the Innsmouth look. You reckon about 7 or 8 people all brandishing clubs and knives are strolling down the street towards you.
Right.
You reckon you've probably got about, at this current speed, probably 5 or 10 minutes before they get to you.
Okay.
I want to.
I want to handcuff the policeman's hands behind his back.
Okay.
Tie his shoelaces together and then tie those to the handcuffs.
Nice.
So he's well and truly trussed up, and, you know, grab his tie or something and make a gag out of it.
While they're doing this, I tell them about the group that's walking down the street towards us and that we don't have long to do whatever we need to do.
Gentlemen, how about we just take this police... I'm assuming the keys to the police car, is it?
Oh, yeah, you have to try.
How about we try this key for this car and try and ram any inmates out of this prison?
It might be easier to just enter the police station and see if we can disable the one remaining man and drag this poor soul behind us rather than...
I thought you were a flamboyant type, Dave. You're getting awful boring.
I didn't survive the war by throwing myself into situations.
Or into walls.
Okay, at this time I think it's probably a good time to flick over to Curran's role. Okay, you're running through the streets of Innsmouth at night, an indeterminate amount of time before this event. There are still people out looking for you. There's various times you've had to throw yourself into, deserted houses or alleyways or duck behind a fishy barrel. You do arrive outside the police station and it seems to be pretty much closed up for the night. There are faint light coming from inside and there is a police car parked outside as well.
All right. Is the Hall of Records somewhere nearby as well?
Hall of Records is nearby, yes.
So I'm going to take a moment, look at the Hall of Records, think, I could also look up family history, kind of the reason why I wanted to come here in the first place, or I could save Gerald. Weighing the options.
You can save Gerald.
Based on your performance thus far, I believe fuck Gerald is the answer.
I'm going to at least try to check. So I'm going to try to look for a side window or something that, you know, because there's a barred window for the cells. And I'm going to try to like see if I can see anybody in those cells.
Okay, I'm going to move you around to the back here. Can you see that?
Yeah.
I don't know if your character's got light or not. You stand in the alleyway behind one of the cells. You jump up and you... Oh, gosh, what's going on there?
Can you reveal this to me for the stream so the guys can see if you don't mind?
I'm not seeing anything because I'm in the dark.
So you're stood behind the cells. I'd say it's probably about 10 foot high off the ground, the window, so pretty difficult to see in. The wall is mouldering and old, and you can maybe hear movement from behind one. Ben, this would be your character. At this point, it's before Brian has entered the cell.
Okay. So I'm going to tell him I'll come back for you, but I'm going to go to the Hall of Records and break in, and I've got some stuff that I just need to find out, okay? Just bear with me.
I can help you do that. Get me the fuck out of here. Please.
I can't. I have no way to get in. I don't know what you want from me.
Strike the guard. Stab him. Do something.
How many guards do you see from the inside?
I see one.
Do you want to give me a listen roll, Gerald? Because this is obviously, we've got different time frames going on.
Okay. Well, there's one that I definitely know of. I don't know if there's any more at this time. Sorry. Where is Mardisarn? Ah. That's a 78 into a 20. I didn't hear shit.
No. You have heard a few voices in the night. Definitely more than two policemen are in the station.
Okay.
You're not sure how many.
I'm going to say I'm going to come back at a different time, maybe in a couple of hours. Might be emptier. But for now, I'm going to go over to the Hall of Records. I'll be back. Don't worry.
Okay. Don't be too long.
Sit tight.
I don't like it in here.
So I'm going to head off to the Hall of Records, and I'm going to try to break in.
Okay. Sat on the steps of the Hall of Records is a strange, dark man. You recognize him from your dream. He looks at you as you approach and begins to shake his head, as if to say, "No, you're not going in here."
No?
Shakes his head, no.
How strong is he?
I'm going to be like, "You're not really a man of many words, are you?"
He shakes his head and points to the southeast, then he disappears into the blackness. Can you
southeast?
Take,
I'm going to be like,
can you
this
give
guy,
me a sanity check?
This guy's a dickhead.
Sweet.
An asshole.
Just because he's disappeared, literally disappeared in front of you.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't seem that concerned with the
look, I've seen
disappearance
him before.
Of a figment of your imagination. Well, it's not the fact that you saw him, it's the fact that he's just faded from view. You think it must be an hallucination.
Keep in mind that at the time I was pinching myself to be like, am I asleep again? and then he faded. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to say he hasn't done wrong by me at all yet. He's just been a little weird. And out of sheer curiosity and a little bit to do with the excitement, I'm like, I wonder what's in that direction. So I'm just going to go where he pointed.
Okay.
Very nonchalantly, though. I am not stealthing anymore. I'm going to keep, I'm just going to stroll like I belong.
Okay. You get a couple of odd looks from various sort of sailors returning in the night. If you remember, when you met the two sailors from before, they would return at about midnight after their kind of long catches and things like that. Mm-hmm. After about half an hour, you've strolled right to the edge of Innsmouth. So on the map, have I put you on the map? I'm not sure where you guys are. Yeah. So you're probably about here. Before you, the coast road leads down. Away from Innsmouth towards the coast and down some cliffs. In the distance, you can see the large manor that you remember from your dream, the huge sort of building on the hill that's had its roof removed, and the tiny little village, which you somehow know to be called Falcon Point.
Falcon Point. I'm like, I don't know why, but I have the strangest feeling in my gut that this guy is trying to lead me to what I'm really looking for. So I'm going to go there. I feel drawn to it. But I'm not walking nonchalantly anymore. I'm going to stealth because I feel like maybe something is up.
Okay. You enter the little village and it's almost completely bolted up for the night. You'd say there's maybe 20 houses. This is a good mile south of Innsmouth. It lies in the shadow of this large ancient ruin, which is the top of the hill. Loads of little fishing boats are around, and you notice a light in one of the cottages nearby.
I'm going to go sneak up to it, and I'm going to take a quick peek in the window, and maybe listen against try to listen out as well at the same time.
Okay, it's it looks to be a bedroom window. A young girl, probably about 19, is brushing her hair. She sat at a sort of a nice but pretty old-looking dresser, large mirror. She sort of holds up a light as if to kind of, you know, look herself in the mirror, and it's Molly Smith. It's your, or no. I should say, Molly Mayers. It's your wife.
All right, I'm going to go knock at the door.
Okay, you come round and there's some movement from inside, but you're basically ignored.
I'm ignored? I'm going to go up to the glass, knock on that.
Are you talking about the glass of her bedroom or the...
Yeah, the bedroom.
Okay, she turns around. You realise it's not Molly at all, although it looks almost exactly like her. Like, it could definitely be a relative. She gasps and screams and goes, "Pa! Someone's looking at the window! It's a prevert!" The door is thrown open and you're faced with a grisly fisherman holding an ancient sort of musket. "All right, what are you doing out here? We don't like any preverts in Falcon Point. Hands up."
"Oh, my hands are up. My hands are up. Relax, relax, relax. I was just wondering if anybody was awake, and I saw the light was on. So I approached. I knocked. No one responded. Then I knocked again at the glass. I was just wondering, what do you know about the mansion at the top of the hill?"
He looks at you and goes, "You're not from Innsmouth, are you?"
"Oh, hells no, hells no. Look at my face. Do I look like a fishy fuck to you?"
He kind of grins in this and goes, "Oh, you better come in now. It's not really safe to be out at night on. Even this far from Innsmouth, it's not really safe." Right, "What's your name anyway?" "The name's Malcolm Smith."
"The name's Hector Mayers. Nice to meet you, Malcolm."
He lets you come in and sits you down at his kind of rough but sort of ramshackle house. He's obviously a fisherman. An older woman, probably similar age to him, comes in, sort of rubbing her eyes, and so does the young woman. "Ah, why was he looking in through the window?" "Not really sure, my girl. Why were you looking in on this young girl's window?" "Well, what are you doing here anyway? No one comes down hereabouts."
"So, because I don't want to disclose that I'm fucking insane and I have weird visions, right? I'm just going to say, I was headed around this part because I was investigating my wife's family history."
"Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the Smiths. You ever heard of them?"
"Where are the Smiths? This is a bit weird. Not an unusual name, though."
"I have a photo of Molly in my wallet. I'm going to take it out now and show you. So... I show him the picture."
"Okay. Wow, that does look like Lung Matilda here, doesn't it?" I wonder. "Well, my ma's sister, my aunt, she did head off to Boston a few years ago. I wonder if they might be related. It's a queer story, I'll tell you that."
"Really? What's the story?"
"Well, it mentions the old house up on the hill as well. It was owned by a man named Babson. Virgil Babson, horrible sort. Horrible thought, but good looking. My aunt, Madeline, well, she fell in love with him. One thing led to another, and they had to be very hastily married. Now, week after their marriage, young Virgil, he turns up dead, stabbed through the heart. And Madeline, no sign. Although my ma did say that she dropped in one night covered in blood and said she's heading to Boston. And that's the last thing we heard."
"That is highly peculiar.
So you might be a relation. Oh, well, this calls for a drink." And he goes over and pulls out an ancient bottle of rum.
"Sounds good to me. Do you know anywhere where I could find some additional information on the family history?"
"Well, they do say the old Babson place is haunted. And I have to say, I've seen strange things up there. Occasionally I see lights moving around. See strange figures moving in the darkness. I don't really recommend going up there, but that might be the place. I guess if you're Virgil's, well, what would he be? Grandson-in-law?
Huh.
Might even be yours.
Hmm.
Although I don't think you'd ever manage to prove it.
Is your wife the mother of your daughter? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, indeed she is.
She is. All right. See, because with my wife, her mother died giving birth to her. And I'm just curious to know if that's something to do within the family. But obviously no connection.
Well, I think it's a bit of an in's mouth thing, to be honest. It's not unusual for women to die during their firstborns. It's something to do with, we don't go up there and we try and keep to ourselves, to be honest, and they do the same. But from what I've heard, a lot of women die during birth. It might be something to do with those strange defects that they have. Not that that's anything to do with your lovely wife, I'm sure, and her mother.
Would you mind if I stay here the night before I head off and maybe
do a little investigating? Well, I guess you're probably family now. Of course. I hope you don't mind the floor. We'll get some blankets and things.
No. Is there any possibility I could just turn off all the lights in the area I'm sleeping?
Well, of course.
All right. Thank you.
I'll keep the fire stoked for you, though.
No, forget it. No fire.
Suit yourself. Okay, should we go back to the police break-in?
Oh, God, it's going so badly.
Okay. Let me just use your character.
Right, I just sort of look around. Cops trussed up like a Christmas turkey and gagged. Does the front door of the police station open?
Are you going to try and open it?
I just jiggle the handle to see if it's locked, unlocked.
It appears to be open. It makes a bit of a creaking sound, and you hear someone from behind the door go, Hey, Bob, what are you doing out there so long? Can't be smoking, it's your turn. And you hear him say something about something or other. You're not really sure exactly what. You guys need to start acting quick because he's going to come and investigate.
Okay. Did I ever meet this Bob?
No. Bob's probably the guy that you've got.
Head.
Trust
that
at your feet.
I need a light out here.
Oh, God.
Come give me a light. And sort of just stand behind the door ready to knock him on the head as he comes out. So
I'm not really meant to leave my desk. Hey, Sarge, can I leave the desk? Why do you need to leave the desk, you hear in the distance? Oh, just be a sec. Very well, then. And he starts walking towards you. You hear the sound of footsteps.
We're so fucked.
Dr. Mick! Get ready!
What's up, brother?
Okay, can you move your characters to where they actually are, where you want them to be?
I'm going to be standing by the door with, ready just to throw a haymaker across his lad's head.
Okay, the door opens and you're greeted by a young officer. He's got the Innsmouth look, so slightly fishy looking. Yeah, go give me a brawl roll. Are you using your club or you punching him?
Oh, I'm punching.
So they give me a brawl roll.
Let it be good.
Jesus. I got 100 against 50. You had to go jinxing it there. Let it be good. Crit fail.
Okay, you swing round and punch the door. Can you give 1 point of damage?
can I push your roll, actually?
How are you going to push it? What are you going to do? So
swing. I went with my strong right hand and hit the door. I'm going to quickly follow up with the left hand.
Just follow through and headbutt him.
Oh, please, God. 78, 50.
Oh,
Jesus. 1 point of damage, you were saving the first one.
Okay, as you swing towards him, he's obviously got some skills in fighting himself. He blocks your arm with his forearm and swings for a counter strike, getting a hard success.
Sick.
Can you take? That's quite cool. Flipping hell! He knocks you out.
Yeah, pretty much. I visibly like taking a lot of damage, and I'm in bits. He's hit me with broken ribs,
and he crumbles to the floor, and then he reaches for his gun. Okay, guys, what are your dexterities? So, Aaron and Buff and Dave.
My 60. Dexterity is, I believe. Hang on, I knew this. 1 second. 70.
Okay, Aaron, you're first. Dave, you're next. Cop is last. What do you guys wish to do?
I push my gun into his back and calmly tell him to freeze, or I will shoot him.
He grins at you and puts his hands up very coolly. You're the guys that the Esoteric Order's looking for, aren't you? His hands are up.
I stab him through the heart.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm not taking the risk. He's got the ins mouth. Look, I'm not taking any risks with this guy. I was nice and I only kicked the other one in the head because he was already down, but I'm not letting it in.
Rolls, please.
I've been through World War One, killing someone more.
I know, but stabbing an unarmed person in the back who's got his hands up and surrender definitely requires sanity.
47 against 35.
Okay, you lose. A 3D dice. One sanity. And Aaron, can you give me a sanity roll as well? So Spencer.
Meh. Doesn't bother. Oh, 7 against 45.
Okay. Obviously, I'm quite shaky and nervous, and what my fear has driven me to is obviously bothered me in some deep level that I'm now capable of this kind of murder out of hand.
Yes, you are.
Okay, just to be clear.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it, even in the court of law. Okay, as his lifeblood drains across the snow, what do you wish to do?
Grab him, just drag everybody inside, drag Owen inside, grab the trussed up cop, and bring him inside.
I kick the bloodied snow and sort of like make it so it's not obvious.
Okay, I'm going to say that you make it inside about a minute before the huge group of Innsmouthians walk past the police station. They're chatting about something. You think you hear the name Watcher being mentioned again. And you're currently in the police station. If you want to do first aid, you need to do so now to revive Owen. A voice from over here, the nearby room, says, "Bob, what are you guys doing? You know you're not meant to be away from the desk." And footsteps begin to walk towards you. What do you want to do?
With my now very bloody cane, looking very nervously, just obviously just freaked out by what I've just done, what's going on, I just stand at the side of the door again, just not even pretending to do anything else other than intending to kill this guy. They can only hang me once, I sort of mutter under my breath.
Where's he coming from?
Over here.
So there's no sort of like doorways or walls or anything between us?
Okay, so I'm not sure if you can't see on the map. There's a door here. There's the three cell doors just behind the desk. And to the far left is a staircase here. Obviously, there's the doors that you've entered in. You've probably got one action before this guy gets to the door. What do you guys want to do?
Again, I'm just waiting to kill the guy as he comes through the door.
Okay,
I stand to the door with my gun poised, waiting for him to walk through. As soon as he walks through, I'm counting on Dave to stab him.
Okay. And I think we'll transfer back to Curran, who's woken up on the floor of the Smith residence in Falcon Point. You're woken to the smell of sort of like burning, not quite burning, porridge and fish stew. Yeah, well, morning, guy, fella. What did you say your name was again?
Hector Mayers.
Hector Mayers, that sounds familiar. I think I've seen your name on a poster up in Newburyport. We don't really send to sell our fish in Innsmouth. In fact, I avoided like the plague, but we do tend to boat up to Newburyport with our hall once a week.
So you're a fan, eh?
And what's your plans for today?
Oh, I am going to go to... Where did you say that I could go to... Oh, this supposed grandson-in-law or whatever. Where would he live?
Well, that would be you.
Ah, no, wait. Any relatives of the aunt that went missing in the area?
Well, to be honest, that was my... The aunt was my gran... My aunt was my aunt, my mum's sister, and my mother died a few years back. We don't really have any family. Until you walked in the door with your story, we had no idea what you were talking about. Thought we were the only ones, the only Smiths of our family. We assumed that Madeline had disappeared long ago.
Yeah. So when did your mother die? What year?
Oh, that'll be back. Well, 20 years ago, I think. It's a while ago. We don't really tend to keep a lot of... Don't really hold a lot of stuff to dates and things around here.
All right. You think there's anywhere I should get started around the town if I'm going to take a look around?
It's not really a town as such. We don't really consider ourselves a village. There's just a few houses and then there's the post office. It's not a great deal. You might be interested in going up to the old Babson residence. There might be something there for you.
So I probably head there first. Anyway, thank you very much for letting me stay the night. And it was a pleasure to meet you. I think I'll be off. All right?
Lovely to meet you. And if your story turns out to be true, and I think probably by that picture it probably is, then you're more than welcome in the Smith residence.
Thank you very much. And I stroll out.
You step out into the crisp winter's evening and you feel the touch of snow in the air. The village is very small. You think probably less than 20 ramshackle houses and a small post office, which is just opening up now. You notice there's a lot of movement in the village, but most people are moving down towards boats and things like that.
All right. I'm going to head over to the post office real quick because I'm going to get a second opinion on what's going on, or... Maybe a bit about Innsmouth and maybe a bit about the house, the residence, the mansion.
Okay, there's a small wizened gentleman. His skin is sort of tanned, almost permanently brown, probably an old fisherman. And he's trying to unlock it, but he's really struggling to get the key in. He jumps as you approach and looks at you through squinted eyes. Who are you?
Ah, my name's Hector Mayers. I'm... recently married to a Molly Smith, and I am, just looking to find out some information about the mansion, the old abandoned house.
Molly Smith? Do you mean Matilda Smith?
Matilda Smith, you say?
That's the name of the girl that you were looking through the window at.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's Molly Smith. I'm assuming they might be some relatives of mine, so I'm just curious about where she came from.
Well, let me see now. He manages to get the key into the lock. Let me see. Oh, yes, I remember. It was a long time ago. Young Madeline. Terrible, terrible story. She fell in love with that devil, Virgil Babson. Not really sure what happened, but the rumours say that she murdered him one night and ran off to New York. And maybe she did. And if that's true, then perhaps Molly you speak of is her daughter or granddaughter, it would probably be.
When did this happen?
Well, Virgil died. Oh, what would it be now? Let's see if I can remember. No, I'm not really sure. It was sometime, I'd say, almost 40 years ago, I'd say.
That wouldn't match up. Thank you for your time. I'm going to head off to the house and see what's up.
Okay. As you approach the house, you get a sense of unease. Despite the, kind of early morning light and the sea breeze, there's something really kind of unapproachable about this house. It's something unpleasant. Okay, can you see where you are?
Yes.
It takes you about half an hour to climb the hill. The path is
kind of really eroding, and it's treacherous in parts where you feel that you're going to fall off the path and into the sea below. The crashing waves are really ominous below you. The path leads around the side of the house. Windows are boarded up. Just right next to your eye now, there's four windows that you can almost see, but they're definitely boarded up. And if you give me a spot roll, please, just a spot hidden as you're walking around the side of the house.
I'm going to use four luck to push that.
Okay.
I rolled a 29.
You notice a number of footprints in the dust, and these seem to be pretty new. Like, there's no way that with the, you know, the sea breeze and everything like that, that these would stay for any length of time. So there's definitely someone's been here recently.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to make my way slowly around the front.
Okay.
I'm going to look. Okay, I see some
stairs. There's some stairs. So the stairway rises to a wide landing, and two huge wooden doors shot through with dark blue mold. The doors form an enormous round moon carved with a lunatic's jabbering face. And beneath the landing as well is an unremarkable wooden door, which has been half opened and appears to lead to a tool closet under the stairs.
Hmm. I think I'm going to check out the tool closet.
Okay. You make your way around. It's pretty difficult to get through just due to the erosion and stuff. But you find a number of ancient tools. There's a pickaxe, an axe, a spade, and a shovel as well.
Well, considering I have a shotgun, I don't see much use for the pickaxe and axe, and I'm just going to grab the spade in case I have a feeling I might be digging something up. I don't know.
Okay. It
could be useful.
Okay. You make your way to the top of the stairs, and you find that the doormat is a strange, strange thing. It seems to be some sort of kind of Art Nouveau painting, sort of etched into this kind of mouldering material. It's kind of unpleasant to look at. The door seems to be partly ajar and not locked.
All right. I'm going to feel a little bit suspicious because it is a little bit open and the paintings make me feel weird. The whole place feels a little strange. I'm going to stealth from here on out. Shall I roll for that?
Yeah, please do.
I'll do. Success. I rolled a 22 when I needed.
It's a hard success. Describe how you're stealthing. What are you going to do?
Okay, so I'm back against the side of the wall, and I was like, slowly kind of stealth towards the door, and I'm going to try to push the door very slowly while I'm looking inside.
Okay, the room beyond is filled with furniture fragments, smashed planks, broken glass, and other detritus. They cram this large antechamber. The west end of the room, several upended tables form a crude barricade. Closed doors mark the north wall, and there's a large window looking out across the village to your south.
A shield on the ground here.
That's just the map that I've used. It's not there. This is just filled with rubbish and stuff. There appears to be a faint light, almost like a flickering candlelight, coming from the beyond the door in the north wall. So we're back in the police station. The door is about to open, and we've got Bartholomew poised behind it. Are you holding your sword?
Holding up. Going to stab as soon as I see a chance.
Okay, and we've got Spencer. You said you got your fist raised, or did you? Have you got your gun raised?
I have my gun raised, pointing at the door.
Okay. Are you stood there where you've currently got your character, so directly in front of the door?
No, actually, I am kind of sort of over here slightly.
And have you left the body of Dr. Mitt Tobin just lying on the floor prostrate?
No,
or have
he
you...
is sort of like sort of stretched out behind the desk as to not be in plain view. So he has to literally walk several steps into the room before he'll see me, at least.
There's also the dead guy and the tied up guy.
Okay, so you've got them out in here as well.
Yeah.
You've got them kind of behind the desk too.
Sort of. I don't think we have time, to be fair.
I don't think so.
They're not hidden in any great sort of sense, but they're kind of half in, half out.
Okay. So Owen is still unconscious. The door begins to open. Bob, what on earth are you doing outside? I told you, you need to keep cigarette break. And then he sees you stood behind the door.
Has he? What's he done? Has he just sort of stopped
just,
in
he's
shock?
He's just standing there in shock. And what are you? And he begins to try and run back into the room.
Did I have a chance to stab when he sort of first came into the room and was surprised? Because that was kind of my plan.
That's what you said, so I just haven't done it. So if you want to do that now.
As soon as he paused. Come on!
It's a sword roll, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fencing skill. Yes!
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to roll for damage? Your sword lashes out and strikes a vicious blow across him.
What's going on here?
And he lets out a weedy scream. Do you want to roll for damage?
Only three.
Oh, Jesus okay. Christ.
He pushes back into the room and tries to slam the door. You hear the sound of a clicking lock.
With my arm extended in with the sword?
Yeah.
So does the door close on my arm, on the sword? What happens?
Well, the door opens. If you have a look at the picture, the door would open that way.
Okay.
So it'd be quite hard for you to block it. You'd have to try and catch the handle, which I think would probably be difficult with where you've placed your character.
So it opens inwards, in other words.
Like that way.
Can I just throw my weight on it, against it, to try and keep it from closing it?
Yeah, do you want to start sort of hammering away against it? Aaron, what do you want to do at this point?
I think Bartholomew means to stop him actually closing the door. He's going to throw his weight up against the door to stop it being closed.
Oh, okay. Do you want to give me a luck roll, see if it works?
Good catch, Aaron.
Against 66, 57!
Okay, you manage to push the door open and you see him sprawling across the floor of the office. He's trying to crawl his way towards another door.
Just keep stabbing him.
Okay.
I'm thoroughly freaked out. I've lost some sanity. I've already killed an unarmed man. I'm in something of a blood rage.
Okay, give me another sanity check. Sorry, Aaron, I didn't hear what you said.
Can I also start beating him with the butt
Jesus
of the gun?
Jesus Christ, people!
Succeed with my sanity check.
you seem unconcerned by this. Okay. Owen, you can come round at this point. Ben, if we have Ben, he can hear you from behind the cell and begin shouting out to you.
Can I, like, crawl over and try and open it? Am I well enough to, like, move, or what's the story with me?
You've come round to consciousness.
Yeah, I'm going to try and stand up and gather myself, and assuming I hear Ben, try and open the door with the keys I have.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you managed to unlock the door without any problem at all.
Harold, what happened? How long have you been here? Why are you here? Where's Hector? Literally IRL and...
Hello?
There we go, there's Hector, see? That was easy.
Okay, if you want, Curran, you can take over the role of Brian as well at this point.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so I'm here with Brian, am I?
Yeah, you're Brian and Hector and...
Gerald.
They've unlocked the door and Gerald's come out as well. So you're all in the main room of the police station. So okay. There's Brian. I'll give you control of Brian if that's okay.
Scrack, lads.
And there's a dead policeman on the floor and then another one who's hog-tied.
Yeah, there's a hog-tied policeman, a dead policeman. And...
Do I recognize and the one that was feeding me?
Yeah, he's dead in here.
Good.
Okay, so now...
And then you see a rather effete, well-dressed man with a sword, bloody sword in his hand. Sort of...
What the fuck is going on, lads? This fucking psycho with the sword and the blood. Jesus.
Drag the bodies into the cell. And
guys, we got to move from... what I remember before I went to sleep, we're being chased by a group of 8 to 9 people. Is there any other doors out of this place? I say to Patton, assuming he knows the inside of this place, he was dragged through here.
Okay. There's a car out front that we could use. There's a back door. It seems to be a back door here as well.
So you guys are in the front office of the police station. You've locked or pushed all the bodies into the cell that you'd been staying in. Currently, it's all of your party, but not Hector Mayers. Curran is playing the character of Brian Billingham, who's the missing shopkeeper that you found out about in the last quest, who has said that he was arrested while trying to break into the house of Thomas Waits to try and steal treasure so him and his girlfriend can make a run for it.
Okay. So, we're at the time zone and they're breaking us out.
Everything for you guys is now, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, we have two options. Risk going out the front and possibly being jumped on in a car we don't know if we have the keys for, because I can't identify if the keys are it. Or we make a break for it out the back and try and... I say stop the Order of Diagon from summoning this Watcher and hopefully find Hector on the way.
I have not a clue what you lads are talking about. I just want to get to Ruth, all right?
What's his reaction to the dead bodies?
I think you're a fucking nutcase and I want to get away from you.
I reach out and put my hand on Ormond's wrist and point the sword to the ground as he sees him freaking out.
Okay.
Right, so. We might end up take a vote. It's either go to the car or make a break for the back door.
Before we do, I don't care what they decide. I'm searching the desk. I'm also looking around for maybe a gun cabinet.
Okay, where do you want to look? The desk itself doesn't have any drawers or anything in it. It's more like a table. It does have a revolver on it, which, if you remember, when you went in on the last scenario, the guy was kind of spinning around and playing around with. The room where you shot the policeman or stabbed the policeman to death, the office, has a large desk and two filing cabinets. And there's another door which has a large padlock on it, leading into another room from the office.
Okay. I'm going to search the weedy man, whatever he was, the detective or the sergeant or whatever. I'm
going to
search
him for...
Sergeant for some keys to the padlock. I assume I'm looking for something large and skeletony.
Is he an Aussie?
I don't know.
Have a look around the office and spot hidden?
Yeah, you. While you're looking around the office, Aaron, you see that there is a group of Innsmouthers gathering outside. They're not particularly paying attention to the police station, as it were. It's just that this is where they're gathering. You know, they're all spreading themselves around town. There's about six of them nearby.
Find some guns and charge the bastards.
Bartholomew, you have found the key to the other room. When you go through, you realise you have found a small armoury. Okay, there is four rifles plus all of your equipment from the car. There's no sign of the car. So if you had anything in the car...
My baseball bat. I'll get the baseball bat. My brand new baseball bat I've yet to use. I'm so fucking amped. Let's go out the front door. I want to use this thing.
Can I find my gear that they took off me? Most importantly, their rifle.
Yes, everything's there.
Okay, excellent.
I'm so happy. I don't care what we do, boys.
I want my rifle. I whisper to my rifle.
What are these rifles? Are they, bolt action, presumably, or pump shotguns?
The one of the gods that blew up half his house.
Yeah, they're just standard bolt action rifles. I'll get the name of them in a moment. I'm just going to get the thing up.
Well, I wouldn't take a bolt action rifle for a semi-automatic pistol any day. Not in the kind of fight we're in.
Okay, at that moment, there's a dreadful scream, something otherworldly. Just hearing it, can you all make sanity checks?
Yay!
Oh, yay, it's the Watcher.
Oh, damn it.
I have a lot of sanity left. 60 against...
My goodness, Spencer.
34.
My goodness.
Oh,
no.
Can you keep track of how much sanity you roll and what a fifth would be and what five is all at once, that kind of thing? If you pass, you lose one sanity point. If you fail, you need to lose three sanity points. Just do that now.
Oh, man.
The
extreme success. You still lose stuff?
You don't lose anything. You still lose one. You lose one for everything here because the room has begun to shimmer and change and something seems to be appearing from the darkness. It's covered in tentacles. It's spiky and it's something completely otherworldly. It's ripping through the darkness. When it appears, can you all make another sanity check, please?
Oh, no.
And that's it for this week, folks. Tune in next week to see if the party survived the Watcher, escape the Innsmouth jail, and get out of the town alive. Thanks for listening, and please check out our website at howweroll.com. Goodbye.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best you move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Tonight there's gonna be trouble. Some of us won't survive. See, the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like a game, if you lose.